morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this first Sunday of May. As we come here together, let us be thankful for the life, gift of life God has given us to live in this world, and also the opportunities that God gives us to be a blessing, to gather in His name in this church and also online to worship together. God has given His life to us through His Son Jesus Christ, and because of that, we are all bonded together by the love of Jesus Christ, and we thank God for that. It is a blessing to be here today and also online worshiping together God. Let us turn to the announcements in the second page in the bulletin, which is the regular announcements. The food bank ministry, please continue to take part in as you can. And then books are available that will help our missions. And our mailing address is there for those who are remote, particularly to send in your communications or donations. And our cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers. And art class, hopefully we can do it on May the 20th at 10 a.m. Third Thursday luncheon will be May 18th at Golden Corral. Please join for love and fellowship and lunch. And today we will have Holy Communion. During the service, all are welcome to join. And the Hispanic ministry will join us too. Our community event yesterday was a great success. A lot of people showed up and a lot of children showed up. And thank God for the great weather that we had yesterday. So thanks be to God for that. And our annual conference is listed there from June 1 through 3. Those of you are the delegates from our church, you know who you are. So please go and register at that link that I have there, and you can also get updates about the meetings and the schedules on that site. We thank you for all the support that you're all doing to the cause of the kingdom of God through this church and the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. And God has given us a lot of opportunities that we can witness to His cause, and God loves a cheerful giver. And let us be thankful for all the blessings and opportunities that God gives us in doing His work. And we take our donations through our website also. Please go to our website for any updates. You can see a lot of pictures from yesterday and all the things that we are doing on the website. So please be a regular user on the website, because a lot of updates I post there, you can read there, piedmontumc.com. And you can also use the online giving portal. There's a link that you can click, and there's various different options you can do remotely by your debit card or credit card or even your checking account. The more we use it, the more we can get discounts from the companies that we use it. So please use that opportunity. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements anybody have? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for an opening hymn. Hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 bits are. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us to gather in your name, to worship you and praise you with all the saints in this world and the angels in heaven. We thank you for making us your children through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world to live among us like one of us, suffered the pain of death, but rose from the dead, who is living eternally with you now. Thank you that you chose us to be your children through him. And thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that through him is the only way to salvation, that we are to be witnesses to for your kingdom in this world. Loving God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. We are grateful for the gifts of your forgiveness and the new start of resurrection experience as we continue to celebrate the power of resurrection in our lives. Let the obedience of Christ and humility be part of our lives as we follow Jesus in our steps of the way. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, in our preaching of the word, the scripture reading and the prayers and the singing we make, and the Holy Communion we partake. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Hebrews 12. If you are able, please stand.
O Lord, you have searched me and know me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far, far.
You search out my path and my land down, and acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it altogether.
You pursue me behind and before and lay your hands upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Whither shall I go from your spirit?
Or whither shall I flee from your presence?
If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we share our prayers of blessings and thank God for the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also share our prayers of our burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God as a church family. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin where we have our prayer requests listed, some of the special call-outs that we want to make on that. You see Michael Stevenson listed there that we have been praying for. Miss Lou's cousin passed away this past week. Let us pray for the family for comforting peace at this time. Let us continue to pray for Harry. Harry is back from the hospital. He's at home, as I understand. Jan and Harry are online with us. How is he doing, Jan? Yeah, we cannot hear you. Unmute.
He's doing well.
He's doing well. Okay. We continue to pray for him. Thank you for joining. And
everybody there for their prayers and their concerns.
Okay. Thank you. And Liliana, how are you guys doing? Okay. Keep you in our prayers. Thank you for joining. And Martha, is there any update? We missed you last.
Yes, I started my new chemo, the newest one this Wednesday, and so far so good, just minimal side effects. We're praying for a miracle with this drug, so I'm really hopeful. And I thank everybody for their continued prayers and love and support. It means so much to me.
Thanks. I will continue to pray for you, Martha. Keep us posted, and thanks for joining online. Let us have a prayer request from Jim Otticelli, my son's father-in-law. He's in the hospital. And he had a surgery, and is he back home or still in the hospital? He's in the hospital. So please pray for him and his family during this difficult time that they are going through for healing and comfort. Please keep our nation, continue to pray for our country, our president, leaders of the Congress, and all those who make decisions, and also world leaders, that they will all work together to bring peace and prosperity to this world. Let us also pray for our church and our church leaders, our bishops, and all those who make decisions for the annual conference and afterwards, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to make the good decisions, that we can stand faithful to the scriptures, to the word of God, and to the doctrines that we hold on to. So let us keep them in our prayers at this time. Continue to keep our service workers, our military, fire, police, and grocery clerks and delivery people and all those who work on a daily basis to serve us. Let us be thankful for their services and also pray that God will keep them safe and their families safe. So let us keep them in our prayers. Are there any other special requests?
I'm asking for traveling grace. I will be traveling to Mississippi. I don't know yet.
Okay.
some of you, when Pastor, I didn't know him, but when Pastor Moore here, you remember, some of the other people can remember that his sister, she sung twice. She came here two times, and she sung a solo each time she came.
Oh, okay. Okay. So please keep... Scripture we read in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life and the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. We thank you for this time that you've given us to gather in your name and also to pray for our requests, pray for others and our own needs at this time, and also to thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, Lord. Thank you again for covering us with your love and protection when we were in times of danger and sickness and difficulties. You covered us with your love and protected us in your safe arms. We thank you for your gracious Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world. Through him, we have eternal life. And help us to understand that God has given us more than we could ever deserve through him and him only. And we thank you for that. We also come before you looking for our needs physically, mentally, and spiritually. Many of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls in different ways. Especially we, those who are sick in their bodies, we lift them up to you, Lord. Thank you for your continued presence and healing with them. Particularly, we pray for Harry as he came back from hospital this week. We pray for your healing hand to touch him. Strengthen him in his body and in spirit, Lord, as we unite in spirit and pray that you will heal him from all further problems and continue to recover him back to normal soon. Pray for Jan also as she's caring for him to be strong during this time. Particularly as she is also grieving at the death of her son. Pray for your peace that passeth all understanding will cover both of them during this difficult time that they pass through. We pray for Martha as she has started another chemo. Continue to be with her and strengthen her in her body and her spirit, Lord. Continue to strengthen her faith, particularly during this time. Thank you for the many years of work that she has done through this church and many ways that she has witnessed for your kingdom. We pray for Rich. Bless them as a family and comfort them with your presence. We pray for Guillermo as he is also struggling with various physical needs and sickness in his body. We pray for your gracious presence to be with him. Touch him, with Lord, and comfort him. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and also Liliana's life. As they are making many different plans for their future, we pray for your guidance to open the right doors medically and other ways that they can get help. We pray for your grace upon them at this time, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling with various illnesses. Particularly, we pray for Jim Otticelli, who had to go through a surgery and he's now in the ICU. We pray for your grace upon him to heal him, Lord. We pray above all for peace in his heart and his family's hearts as they are struggling to cope with these things that they are going through now. We pray for the family of Michael Stevenson, Lord. We pray for your grace and comforting peace to be there. As Miss Lewis is planning to travel there, we pray for your travel mercies to be with her, that she'll have a safe trip and give her strength in her body and all the healing that she needs. Bless the whole family with your gracious presence during this funeral service, that it will be a blessing to all those who come and join there. We pray for all those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems, and particularly those who are going through financial difficulties and family problems. Pray for your grace upon them and give them peace. We pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders, the Congress, and many others who make decisions. We pray that you will give them the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to to make the right decisions that are good for this country and our people. And also we pray for world leaders that they will work together to bring peace and harmony to this world. We pray for our church and our church leaders, our bishop, and all those who are making decisions for the church future. We pray that you help us, Lord, to stand strongly in the scripture and also on the foundation of the doctrines that you have laid upon through the scripture, Lord. We pray that you will give us the faithfulness to continue doing your work through our church in this community and around the world. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who serve us in various different ways. We pray for your grace upon them and their families. We pray for your their safety and their protection. Keep them safe, Lord, particularly those who are in the arms way. Bless them with your grace. Comfort them with your peace. We thank you for this church that you have given us, Lord, and thank you for a good turnout that we had for the community event yesterday and all the children that came and have a cooperation from the community and also the new leads that many of us are getting through various ways. We pray that you will use the opportunity to bring more people to your kingdom. Above all, help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Above all, we pray for your compassion and your love to spread through us and flow through us as we witness for your kingdom here. Be with us today as we take part in this worship service and the Holy Communion, that we will be blessed by your presence. Touch each and every one of us here today, Lord. Regardless of our situation, you will still love us, Lord, and touch us as we take part in this communion, that we will go empowered by the Holy Spirit so that we can be more faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Loving God, thank you for all the manifold blessings that you shower upon us. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, and without from whom that we have nothing in this world. We thank you for all the blessings you give us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. And help us, Lord, to use a portion of what you have given us to work for your kingdom in this world. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 20 through 25. You can follow that on the screen if you can read that far. John 21, verses 20 through 25. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it that to you? This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the eternal God who is the living word that nourishes our soul with the word that you have given us, Lord. As we come before your living word, help us, Lord, to open our hearts and minds to receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can receive the truths behind the words that we hear today, the message that you have for us. Help us, Lord, to open our ears and our eyes so that we can see the mission that you have given us to do. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So John is very unique in describing some of the events that happened after the resurrection of Jesus Christ before his ascension. Jesus appeared to a lot of people, and a lot of times it was his disciples that he appeared to, and we read in Acts that he appeared more than to 500 people before he was taken from this world through ascension to heaven. And one of these times that we read about the appearance of Jesus Christ after resurrection was to the disciples who were going to fish, and we talked about that, and they were restored back to their mission and gave them the mission to go to the ends of the world and be witnesses for the kingdom of God. And then Peter was also restored, asking him three times, Peter, do you love me? And then he confirmed the love and obedience of Peter and the commitment, and Peter took upon that mission upon himself. So that's where we are, and then all of a sudden, while they were talking, this other disciple was coming to them, while Jesus was talking to Peter. And the other disciple, the name is not written there, but it says that this is the disciple who wrote these things down. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. So who that would be? It would be the person who wrote John's gospel, which would be John the disciple. As we know now. So he is the one who is writing this with a purpose to explain to everybody that Peter was confirmed, and during that time these things happened. So when Peter was confirmed and asked him to go and feed my lamb or feed my sheep, before he took up that mission, he had some questions. And we all have questions when we are given missions. And we know that everybody does that. Moses did that.
Amen.
David did that. And all the disciples did that. Even Christ did that before he took up the cup of suffering. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
And he prayed and asked God, God, if it is possible, please remove this cup from me. Mm-hmm. That was showing his human nature of pain and suffering that he's going to endure. So everybody has questions and doubts when we take up these missions that God gives us. Some of them are challenging. And these fishermen and these ordinary people with no big theology, education or anything like that were given a big mission by Jesus Christ to go to the ends of the world and preach the kingdom of God. That was a great, great mission that they don't know how to handle. Then Peter, when he heard about this mission being given to him, Peter asked him, Jesus, how about him? Pointing to John. That's what the scenario is, the background. Then Jesus said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it that to you? You must follow me. Remember, just before this, when Peter was given the mission to feed the lambs, he said, you will become old, and somebody will take you by your hands, and you may not like that situation. Remember that?
Yes.
And we all go through that when we get old.
Amen.
And we don't like the situation to depend on somebody else, don't you? That is the biggest challenge we face. It's not the pain. It's not the physical pain or the infirmity. It is the dependency on others.
Amen.
That really kills me too, even now.
Yeah,
you know, to give me a ride. We are human beings like that. We have been independent all our life.
Yes.
And then it's a come to a time, then we have to depend on somebody else. It's very difficult. But as people of God, we don't have to be afraid of asking for help. Because God has given us every stage in our life. A good stage of our life is to help others. And there's a stage that comes in our life to receive help from others. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's a difficult thing to do. Especially when I remember my father-in-law, when he was driving and doing all these things by himself all the time, and when he came to a situation where her children took his keys away, he was so broken. And he went down from there after that. Just a simple thing that he was doing. So many people are like that. But here, when Peter was told that he was going to end up in death by taking up this mission, be willing to sacrifice your life, and that's what happened to Peter. He was killed. He was basically crucified, that's what the history says. And he volunteered to do crucifixion upside down because he didn't want to do like Jesus did. He wanted to kiss the feet of Jesus. So that's what the historians say, that he was crucified upside down and killed. But before all of these things happened, all these difficult things that Jesus told him to take up, he said, what about John? What is he going to do? And Jesus did not say anything about John until that time, but Jesus said he has another mission to do. He may live longer than you do. You probably, that's what Jesus was telling. That's what happened. And even John was sent to the island of Patmos, and you remember all of that, and he died as a very old age person, probably close to 100. That's what some people say. So he was in the island, isolated by himself, and he was in exile for preaching the gospel, and he died there in old age, and that's probably what Jesus was referring to him. Peter, you may be given a death earlier than John, but what is your business in asking me that question? I thought about that sometime and say, we do the same thing, right?
Yes.
When we come to a situation where, one of our dear ones is all of a sudden, he was very active, Jim, and he was diagnosed with some kind of a tumor in his backbone and had a big surgery, and then all of a sudden, they found some tumors in other parts of the body. He's a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
He practiced the day before or the week before. And nothing was going wrong with everything, and just a good practice, and everything was going well. All of a sudden, it came to them. And I don't blame them if they ask the question, how about the other ones? How is it me that you chose me to? So that's what Jesus is trying to teach us about. Don't question why this came to me. We all each have a different life that God has given us to do. And we all come from different mothers, different backgrounds, and different life situations and circumstances, don't we?
Yes.
When we have all the different blessings that we enjoy, we don't really say, how about that person? He doesn't get that. Why can't you give it? Many times we don't do that. But when bad things happen, we complain and say, why me?
Why me?
Why did I get this disease instead of that one? He has only kidney stone, right? And I got this other one. It doesn't matter. Like I always say that it doesn't matter how you die. You can die in a plane crash or a car accident. Does that make any difference? Death is death. So when Jesus was teaching this to Peter and asking him, it may look like a rough question that he was asking back, for a question that Peter asked a question, and Jesus was responding to that with another question.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that to you? So Jesus answers a question with an answer. We have to be very careful. That's always they say that. And I always have a message when Jesus answers the question with an answer,
mm-hmm.
with another question. because there is more to it than just we see on the front. So in this passage, we can look at it in a couple of different ways, and there are no direct answers to our life. So don't look for direct answers. Why this to me? Why not do this to other guy? There's no direct answer for that. Life is like that. That's how the nature is built like that by God. So whatever comes to us, use it and take with gracious and gratitude. And that's the best way to handle this situation. So there is no real direct answers for any questions that comes to our life situations and God's kingdom. The second reason probably that Jesus was asking a question back instead of giving a direct answer was that it can lead the student, the listener, Peter, to think about himself, you know, to think about more about his life and look back. And look at the life of John, look at the life of Peter. Mm-hmm. And what did John do? And what did Peter do all his life? Peter denied 3 times. John did not. I mean, I'm just saying that, but Jesus did not. I mean, so they all came through different backgrounds and different life experiences. So that's another thing that Jesus wanted Peter to look back into your life and see, Peter, you were different from John. And John was different from you in all the things that we did together. Remember? So he was giving thoughts in Peter's mind to reflect upon his life. That may be another reason why Jesus was asking a question back. And either way, what Jesus was asking Peter, basically to me, mind your own mission. Mind your own mission. That's what we have to do. We are all given missions and responsibilities to do. Some may have families, some may don't have families. Some people may have children, some people may not have children. That's something that's just given to them. So instead of complaining or asking, why come they do have 5 children? I don't have any. I've been asking for 5 years now. Some people, you know. That's not the question that you will get an answer for. It is that the question that we need to answer ourselves is that am I willing to take the opportunity and the circumstance that's given to me and then be a blessing to this world through that? Whatever it is. That's what Jesus is trying to teach through this conversation. John is the only one who has written this. Peter did not write this in his letter. No other gospel writers did it. But I believe John did it with a purpose, because he said John is John and Peter is Peter. We have 2 different missions that God has given us. Even though it is preaching the kingdom of God, or we will go through different life situations, life experiences. Peter may have to go through death. And on the cross again. But I may not be going through that. So these are the situations that we are given to do. Rather than asking about others' mission, let us mind our own missions. We have 2 men here with both in the service. And remember, both the parable that Jesus taught us about the people who about the generous farmer who gave everybody the same wages. Some people came at 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, some people came at 10, and some people came at noon, and some people came at 3 o'clock, and some people came at the close of the business, even 5 o'clock. But they were all in line, and the 5 o'clock people were paid first, and they were given a full day's wage. And the line, the people in the behind who were started in the 8 o'clock still in the line thought, oh, if they got a day's wage, we might probably get more than that, definitely. That's the fair wage situation that we calculate. But when they came to the wages, he paid the same wage to them. And they started complaining. That's the parable that Jesus said. And he taught many things through that parable. And it is about the grace of God. It is not about fairness. We are not asking God for fairness. Remember, God has its own justice and fairness. Instead of asking God for fairness and justice, let us ask God for mercy and grace. Because that's all we deserve. If we ask for fairness and justice from God, I don't think any of us would be fit to live in this world. Amen. We do crimes and sins all day in our life. In our thoughts, in our actions, in our deeds. Even though we don't want to, we might do that. But if we were asking God, do justice to me, He would look at all your sins and, you know, probably give you death immediately. But that's not what God is. God is a gracious God. So when we ask God for justice, or we should not be asking for God for justice or fairness, it is for us to ask for mercy and grace. Remember, I probably told you a woman who went to a portrait painter and asked him to draw a portrait of her own, for some reason. And she sat her down, and the woman said, "Hope you will do justice to me when you draw my picture." And he replied, "Lady, you don't need justice, you need mercy." Just a joke. But this is what we have in our situation. We don't want justice from God.
Amen.
"Lord, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. I am a broken person. You can make me whole. Whatever you have given me in my life, the burdens, the sickness, I take it. And we thank you for the gift of life. And we will use whatever we are given. So clinging to our own fairness reveals how we misunderstand God's ways. God's kingdom is not based on what is fair, but it's based on everybody's need. And he knows each one of us what we need. And then, this is a good advice for us too, that too many times we base our life comparing with others. It is not for us to compare.
Amen.
When Peter may have been asking Jesus not to compare your mission with John's mission, God has a plan for each of you separate. He also plans for your Christian friends and associates, how he works in their lives, in their business. Peter represents most of us through our lives if we look at our lives. It is the same way that Moses argued with God when he was called in the burning bush and asked him to go and tell Pharaoh that you are going to lead the people out of Israel. And Moses said, "I am slow to speak. I stutter. How can I go to Pharaoh and speak?" And then he gave so many excuses. You know, I don't have the leadership. And then eventually God became angry at Moses. And he told him, "You know, Aaron, who can speak better than you, will speak for you. But I still want you to go, even though you cannot speak well." So everybody, regardless of our infirmities, our weaknesses and the disabilities that we have, God has given us a mission, and we ought to be faithful for that. And our business is to follow him as he leads us. Peter was not to look at another man's call and ministry to be distracted. That's only going to distract us from our mission. Jesus challenged and called Peter again and said, "Follow me. And follow and be focused on your task that I have given you." Then there was a gossip that started when Jesus said that if I want John, this other disciple, to be alive until I come back, they started a gossip saying that John is never going to die. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Peter, if I want him to live all life in this world, what is up to you? That's nothing to do with that." That's all Jesus said. So in other words, let us be careful when we compare ourselves with others. Even to get involved with other people's lives. You know, to be caring and compassionate is one thing. But being nosy and getting in people's business is not ours to do. It's only going to bring harm and hurt in our relationships. So also willing to take up the cause that God has given us to do. There was an interesting story about a civilian, a person who was passing by during the American Revolution. A group of soldiers were doing some hard work in a street as this civilian was passing by on his horse. So he stopped by, and then there was this corporal or some leader was standing there giving instructions. There was like three or four people in that group. There was a lot of work to do. And this guy was giving them instructions, and this man stepped down his horse and asked him, "What are these people doing?" And they said, "We are cleaning up the street and making way for the next mission." And then he said, "Why are you not helping them?" And he said, "Well, I am a corporal." Then this man actually jumped out of his horse and started helping the other people, and they finished the mission. And then the stranger came back, and after he was about to leave, he told this corporal, said, "Mr. Corporal, next time you have a job like this and not enough men to do, you can always come to my office and I will give you more people. I am the commander-in-chief." It was indeed no other person than George Washington who was passing by. So there are a lot of things around us that we can that can be distracting to us. You know, don't think that it's not my job. It's all of our job. Everybody has a job. And don't be distracted by other things. The church has problems, or this church is bigger than the other church. They have a better choir, they have a better preacher, and they have better buildings and activities and all of these things. But we have a church too. And it's our church, and we are to be here, if that's our mission. So those are not the things that should be attracting going from church to church, you know. But those should not be the factors that we should use to choose which church or which faith we need to follow. They are less important than the love and compassion that we are called to spread through Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ in this world. That is the main mission, to be agents of His grace, His mercy and compassion, to be helpful, to be a blessing to others. Yeah. If you can do that through another church, well, that would be probably your place. But the buildings and the choir and the organ and the those are not the attractions that one should be attracted to going from church to church or faith to faith. We can complain and grumble about a lot of things. Rather than complaining, it is our serving is that matters. And that's all God looks at also. How you serve in this world as a servant. Yes. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, as you come to this table. Please come and ask God to be a blessing to this world. If God gives us opportunity to bless others, may the good Lord help us to do that. As we take part in the Holy Communion, please follow the laminated sheets that you can find in the pews. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with all our heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your law. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we all will feast at his heavenly banquet one day. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now please come forward as the ushers direct you. The table is the Lord's table. Everybody is welcome to come and take part in this Holy Communion. Given us eternal life through his Son Jesus Christ, and he gave us everything that we don't deserve through his Son, and we could more than we could ever deserve. Let us be thankful for that. Let us pray. Miss Pastor Nelson will be praying in Spanish first, and I will close with in English.
Vamos a orar, hermanos. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta preciosa mañana. Señor, gracias por ser nuestro Dios, por lo bueno y lo maravilloso que estés con nosotros, por dejarnos tomar de su santa cena, Señor, recordándonos que un día estaremos en el cielo y la tomaremos junto con usted. Gracias por reunirnos junto con la otra iglesia, Señor, sabiendo que somos un solo cuerpo en usted. Nos ponemos en sus manos. Gracias por hacernos esta recordación de que un día estaremos en el cielo juntamente con usted. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Jesús. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The closing hymn, turn with me to page 128, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. If you are able, please stand.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort from. Whate'er I do, where I will be, still 'tis God's hands it leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid stones of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters still or troubles seen, still 'tis grace and that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would praise my hand in thine forevermore, no reply. Content forever, Lord, I sing. Since 'tis my God that leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be. By His own hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, in death for grave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
People of God, know in the knowledge that God is going to be there with you regardless of our situations. It is not for us to ask why. It is us for to follow Him regardless of where He sends us. So go in the knowledge that He is going to give the power of the Holy Spirit to be His powerful witnesses in the days to come. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.